This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. As expected, Denver, Aurora, and several other places, including Colorado, have landed on a list of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions issued by the Trump administration. The Department of Justice is threatening to withhold federal funding from places that don't actively aid in enforcing federal immigration laws. Colorado and city officials argue that they are only required not to obstruct federal immigration agents in their work and don't have the resources to provide help enforcing federal law. The dispute is likely to be resolved in court in future weeks. Meanwhile, agents showed up at Denver's immigration court today and detained a family who was there for a procedural check-in. The move signals a new immigration and customs enforcement strategy in Colorado that's already underway in other states. Immigration lawyers believe ICE is trying to move people into expedited removals, which shortens due process. Immigration attorneys weren't immediately sure where the family, which includes a small child, were taken, but believed they were going to a family detention center out of state. May is National Women's Health Month in the U.S. Doctors urge women stay up to date on screenings for things like breast, cervical, and colon cancer. Kaiser Permanente Dr. Jennifer Cabista says in a perfect world, a woman has an annual checkup.
The ideal is, yes, either with their primary care physician or somebody on their team once a year to go through all of those and make sure that they're up to date on all of those screenings.
Women are at higher risk of developing certain health conditions, including depression, osteoporosis, thyroid disease, and urinary tract infections. This is CPR News and KRCC.